Calling all foodies everywhere, come get it hot off the grill. On today's program, the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission's Culinary Arts Competition is back and it's tastier than ever. Stay tuned as we uncover this week's arts page. The deadline for entries to the Jamaica Culinary Arts Competition has been set for Wednesday, March 28, and contestants are already cooking up plans for how to whet the palates of the expert judges who will determine the national champion during the finals in August. Organizers say this year's event will prove to be the tastiest iteration ever hosted by the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, with a zing of creativity also thrown into the mix.
We invite persons to come and prepare tasty, innovative, delicious Jamaican meals, and with the intention of showing innovation in the use of local products, in the use of, you know, local items, and transforming dishes that we know into really even more creative ideas.
JCDC Culinary Arts Development Specialist Paula Williams. As part of its 55th anniversary celebrations, the commission is remixing a number of its competitions, and this one is no different. The categories lend themselves to full participation from just about anyone.
We have the sweet treats. What we call sweet treats are anything such as cakes, cookies, puddings, you name it. Those sweet dessertish items. And then we have preserves. Persons make jams, jellies, marmalades from a variety of Jamaican fruits. We have wines. That's another category. And then in terms of the hot cooking now, we have hot off the grill, star chef, dochi dash, special diets. And we also have mixology and fruit and vegetable carving.
There's also a party flavor category for our children and a special diet for the sensitive diners among us.
Special diets came about because a lot of persons are going healthy and some persons are going vegan. We also have a lot of health issues here in Jamaica, so we have persons who are diabetic and must be on a special diet. We have persons who are hypertensive and so on. We have a lot of obese people, and so there are different foods that these people have to eat, and so we want persons to, you know, be aware of how you can prepare for these people.
The star chef category is for the more experienced among us, who have what it takes to win the national cook-off later this year.
This is where we really are grooming chefs. So we want persons to come and enter this competition who really want to have a career in cooking, and they are essentially getting a challenge to compete against other persons and show off their culinary talents. The winners from each region will compete against each other in the form of a reality televised show.
More details on the Star Chef category will be revealed as the competition draws near. In the meantime, Ms. Williams says, depending on the categories and sponsorship, some raw materials will be provided on the day, while contestants are required to walk with their own secret ingredients.
Most of the items, especially as it relates to savory dishes, have to be prepared on site, live. However, there are a few things, such as if persons are doing baked items and so on, that they may bring to the venue. Like, you know, if you're doing a cake or so, you don't have to do that at the venue. And then we also have basics like ground provision, like milk and seasonings, like, and so on. And we'll have other things. Like, in the past, we've had chicken, we've had eggs, we've had butter, flour, basic items, basic ingredients that persons can use from.
Watch the JCDC social media pages for more details on regional and national championships. Entry forms and guidelines are available on the JCDC website at jcdc.gov.jm or any parish office island-wide. Before we go, the Blue Mountain Coffee Festival gets underway today and will run until Sunday, March 25. For more info, call 908-5988. Shuttle service will be available from UTEC to the venue in Newcastle. And this Sunday, fans of the Jamaica Children's Gospel Song Competition will get the chance to see their favorite contestants at the semi-final concert to be held at the Rannie Williams Entertainment Center. That's this Sunday, 36 Hope Road, Kingston, at 5 p.m. Admission is free. Visit the JCDC social media pages for more details or call 926-5726-9. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have an eventful weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.